Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
Some of us can still remember the classes that taught us English way back in our school days.
And some of those memories are great, especially when we read and critiqued books we liked. But the most difficult part of learning English was grammar.
And the punctuation has always been tricky. Yet, without those punctuation marks in written material, reading the right sense into it would be very difficult. I've got to admit, the teachers who drummed punctuation into our heads made sense after all.
That's so right. Without a comma here and a full stop there, it might read another way altogether. Here's an example of a sentence without a comma. It would read, "Let's eat grandma." But with a well-placed comma, you'd read it this way. "Let's eat, Grandma." Big difference, eh?
Just to jog the memory, I think it helps to think of a comma as a separator. That is, it places words into sensible groups. Whereas a full stop does just that, it terminates a sentence. A semicolon means additional information to follow, and an exclamation mark is like a shout. These punctuation marks really help to give meaning to the written word.
Educator Kathy Circum, with tongue in cheek, tells of a letter her mother wrote to her future husband when they were courting. At the end of her letter, she placed a whole set of punctuation marks plus these words. "I'm not sure where the marks go, so I've put them all here. You can put them in all the right places for me." My dear mum used to write to me all in one long sentence also, yet I could almost hear her voice as I read it. Even so, it wouldn't make any sense to anyone else.
Kathy Circum goes on to say, "As I ponder the power of punctuation to give meaning to a story, I realised something. Our Creator God punctuates our lives according to His intentional plan." And she adds, "I get frustrated when God shortens my plans with a divine full stop." I know the feeling.
She continues, "I can be impatient with his semicolons too. I don't want to wait for additional information. I want to know it all now. I want a green light so that I can race ahead." I think that's true of most of us. We go ahead with our plans without thinking through the consequences.
Here's the thing. Without his input, we don't get to do life over. No edits, no second or third drafts. Our life stories sit on the universal page, the Book of Life, as the Bible refers to it. So, how could my life story possibly bring honour to the Lord when all my disasters are revealed there at the Day of Judgment, especially if I've ignored God's good news?
But thank the Lord, if I have followed Jesus, the author of salvation, I realise something important. He has been actively editing my life story all along, adding essential punctuation to slow me down, making me pause, emphasising the important things, shouting a warning, causing me to question my actions or ideas. What a relief.
In the Gospel of John, we are told Jesus is the Word and the living Word. When we read the Bible, we are reading God's message to us. The concept of the Word is deep. It means the absolute truth. God used men to write it, all inspired by His Holy Spirit. This Word will guide us in every area of this life and safely into the next.
And remember, Jesus is always true to His word, so why not follow Him today? If you're unsure about whether you're born again, ask Him to forgive your sins and thank Him for dying on the cross.
Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. Or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.